You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited about this.
Are you now?
No, I just wanted to try one of the phrases, see if it's one of those things you hate.
Oh.
We're talking about phrases that you just hate.
I'm not going to lie, it's a great one.
I hate that phrase more than almost anything.
Why?
Because...
I do think it's overused.
Insinuates most of the crap that comes out of your mouth is a lie. Why would you have to say... Why would I have to walk up and go, hey, everyone, I'm not going to lie. Well, then, don't. Normally, when you walk up, it's like, hey, I'm fully lying. It's so dumb to say I'm not going to lie.
So you don't like Kylie Kelce then?
Does she say that a lot?
Her podcast is called Not Gonna Lie.
Yeah, I love Kylie. I have fantasies about her. She is the perfect woman.
We just dipped into something else.
No, but like...
Well, he's not going to lie.
I'm not going to lie. I don't... Do you understand my perspective on it?
Yeah.
No. I do, yeah. And I also... It's related. I hate when people say something and they go, oh, I lied. It's this. And it's like, you didn't lie. You made a mistake. You didn't lie to me. You didn't choose to tell me the wrong thing. Mm. Oh, I lied. It bothers me because it's wrong.
You just misspoke.
Yeah.
Did you guys get in a group text and talk about this without me? Because I feel like you're just saying things I say.
Oh, my God. Do you say?
Because
we have a list of things, phrases that people can't stand. And we're going to ask people to call in and add to it. But if you think, do you really say not going to lie?
I think so. I certainly don't have any issue with it.
Do you? Now that you've heard my reasoning, can you at least understand how it would be like, it's like walking up to somebody and saying, don't take this wrong. Then you're like, then don't say it. Like,
but what if it's,
don't take this personally. But your hair looks really dumbed. Like, it's like, there's no way, or don't be mad.
Don't be mad.
I have literally no way of knowing what you're going to say, therefore no way of knowing how I'm going to react to it, so you don't get to call your shot. Don't be mad. I'm going to be real mad. I'm going to be as mad as I want to be. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be real mad. How's that?
I don't know. I just don't take issue with any of these things.
Really?
Is there a phrase you don't like?
I mean, I don't love the whole like work wife, work husband thing.
Yeah, it's cringy.
I agree with that. Yeah.
That's
I don't get
different
that.
Than these.
I think there can be both. Like the things that people say at work, that is one of those things.
Less circle back or like following up. Mm. Although I kind of love to send a following up email when I'm like, ding dong, hello.
Yeah.
You know.
But I just want,
per my last email.
No, I love doing that one.
No, it's the past. That's past.
But if you get it, you're like, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Because I know I effed up.
I think Eric is right, actually. It's just things that she says.
I see, yeah.
It's rah, rah on the list.
No, it is now. I'm not going to lie. It is now.
Like, that's like a new weird tick I've developed.
She's developing ticks day by day. And like, what is that one?
There is one on here that Slacker says, though.
Ooh.
Is it? Wait, hold on. This is from a list from Reddit.
Yeah.
And is this one that bothers you, or is it just Reddit people don't like it?
It always hit my ear in a weird way. I don't know if I would say that it bothers me, but it definitely made my ears like, meh.
Okay.
Ruh-roh.
I was saying it made her ears go,
ruh-roh. A nothing burger.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I hate nothing burger. You say it so often.
Because, like, people will come in and go like, there's, okay, we're going to have this meeting or whatever. And like somebody builds something up and then you go in and you're like, what a nothing burger. Like you made it seem like.
Why would you not say like that was worthless? That wasn't
a waste of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to say you don't say things that are like.
I don't say a nothing burger.
Okay. I will think of the thing that you. You know what's going through my head right now?
That's Erica.
Aaron, no, but it's addressed to you right now. No. Hack back me. Nothing burger's not bad.
It doesn't hit for the love. I don't know. It makes me kind of hungry.
I wish
there was a cheeseburger.
You wouldn't eat at a place called Nothing Burger, though.
That would be his favorite place.
No, wouldn't, because it's Nothing Burger.
Nothing else on it.
Oh.
The Nothing Burger is.
Not going to lie. Sounds pretty good.
Okay. All right. We're going to go through some more of these Reddit phrases. We want to hear the phrases that you just, we got to get rid of them. You can't stand them. And extra points if Erica happens to say them. 303-222-5423. You can call that or text it.
I don't think this is on the list, but personally, I hate when people say, I have no filter. I hate that because it just means you're rude.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
You're rude and I don't care about it is what you're when you say, I just have no filter. Like, yeah, you're a jerk.
Yeah. I agree.
Anyone? Everyone?
Slacker said that he has no filter before.
I don't have a filter.
But you're also not rude.
According to Hack, I am.
You're not rude most of the time.
But I genuinely don't.
No, you are doing a radio show and not having a filter is different than just people out
being
in the world who are just like,
puppet.
Say it. I don't have a filter. I don't care who, you know, like, all right, relax, dude. You're just being rude.
Yeah.
I now see how much harm I've inflicted on Erica by saying it's most of the things that she says, because that hurts me to think that you think I'm rude. I don't like that.
Oh no, I know you're rude.
All right.
Ooh, I got one.
Okay, go.
I did a thing.
Nobody. I defy you to text in to 303-222-5423 and say you like that. That's not some people like
it's
it.
It's very pick me.
The people who do, we did a thing and it's a pregnancy announcement. And I'm like, yeah, we know. You did more than a thing.
Yeah.
So.
Why did that become a thing? I did a thing.
Because it was very like, I did a thing, but like,
it feels like if you say that, you still have love, laugh, live, whatever
live
in your
love,
house.
Love.
That. You still have that.
Erica, it ties into another thing that I don't like is when people say, I'm adulting. I adulted today. I did the, and you're like, we did a thing. I adulted. It's all like you're acting like you're a child or something.
Yeah.
It's like, just be an adult.
You don't have to announce that you did an adult thing. You just
as much as it sucks to be an adult.
Yeah.
How do we feel about I was today years old?
In the right context, it can be funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why that one makes me want to hurt a puppy.
Oh, you don't?
I don't like it.
I was today. I miss I wasn't born yesterday. Let's bring that back. That's a better version of it.
That is, no, that's very different.
I wasn't born yesterday.
No, totally different thing.
Yeah. He's saying I know. And I was today years old. It's like, that is brand new information.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. It's shocking, but I didn't know that before just now. That's a better way to say that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot more words.
We're going to make Erica say everything you say, and we're going to run it through her filter to see if it's something
it
she actually says.
Filter. Okay. I can say it like that.
Things you don't ever want to hear again. 303-222-5423.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Most people hate Erica. And
what?
We're about to... No, we're doing the phrases that people hate and we realize that you say a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, not going to lie is weird. But you're going to stop.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Or else.
Yeah.
Jewel?
Yai.
Yai. What is a phrase you hate?
It is what it is.
I do say but that. It also it really is what it is.
I know, but it just can't be. It can't be the catch-all that people use it as.
Yeah.
Just, it's such a stupid thing to say. It is what it is. Of course it is.
Yeah, and I usually reply, well, I guess it isn't what it isn't.
Right. Same logic.
Yeah.
Hey, it isn't what
that
it isn't.
That one sounds a lot dumber, but you're right. It's the same
it's
thing.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
It's like what you wanted to happen isn't happening, so it isn't what it isn't. Yeah. Jewel, I love it. Do you say that one?
Me?
Yeah.
All the time.
I know. What I said.
It is what it is,
okay.
I guess.
I'm keeping score so far.
Perfect.
One for one. Elise.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yai.
Yai. Yai. Phrase you hate.
I always said I would never do that.
Oh. Hello?
I'm a loser.
No.
No,
you're not.
No.
Stop it. It's fine. So what's the phrase you hate?
I love you to death. Or they say, I love her to death. And you watch murder, death, kill shows like I do, like the crime shows.
Oh, yeah.
Always the person who killed the girl, the wife, whatever, they say, I loved her to death.
Literally.
They did.
Literally. Exactly. Huh. Drives me crazy. I hate that phrase.
Let's run it through the filter. Erica?
Don't use that one much because I don't like talking
about
death.
You're afraid of everything, but you did say much, so...
Have you ever said, like, I can't even bring myself to say it except for to call you guys.
Yeah, because it feels yucky.
It feels weird. Would you like to read any of the texts while we're here?
I would like to. We've got, how are we doing when it's just me? Can't speak for you, but I'm good.
Yeah.
How are we doing today?
Yeah, it's just me. So I love me some. Like, ooh, I love me some.
I do say that.
Jimmy John's.
I do say that sometimes.
Well, okay.
You don't? Like, I love me some cupcakes.
Yeah, I love me. I mean, I
say I love cupcakes. Yeah. I've eaten 9 of them.
Yeah. Aaron's on a roll. And it's not my fault. Oh, it's not my fault, insert zodiac sign. So, like, it's not my fault I'm an Aries. I don't love that.
I don't do that one, but I do think it excuses most of my behavior.
Jeez.
Am I right or am I right?
You three Aries.
Scott?
Yai.
Phrase you hate.
The phrase I hate is when I'm like looking for validation or just describing something I did and I didn't get the results I was looking for. And so they're kind of coming back with, well, did you think of doing this or you tried that? Just saying. And I go, oh, you might as well just say, just saying you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
Or you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, just saying is a catch-all. It's like, no offense.
Just saying. I've only used that sarcastically. Like, just saying.
So she uses it. Yep.
And mostly directed to Slacker.
I know.
Yeah. Right, bro.
Jeff.
Yay.
Phrase you hate.
No offense.
He has
a, really a face for radio. No offense.
Wait. I think the no offense goes up front. So you softened the blow.
Jeff.
And also, our feelings are hurt.
He only said TAC. You don't have to be mad. Yeah, no, he said TAC has a face for it.
Our feelings aren't hurt.
No harm, no foul there, buddy.
Jeff.
Nicole?
Yay.
Phrase you hate.
I can't stand it when people are looking for a recommendation and they have to throw in something that won't cost them an arm and a leg. What does that mean?
It means
a lot of money.
I'm okay with won't break the bank, but an arm and a leg, it's always out of context. It makes no sense.
Yeah, there's literally no Best Buy that's like, oh, that's an 85-inch TV. And they just begin to saw a limb off of you. Right.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.